Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Congratulations to Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, man. Way to go, B.
He will be a Pro Bowler. He's going to the Pro Bowl in place of Saquon. Saquon's going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, Saquon
because
is going to the Super Bowl.
He's a bully. Yeah. And so are the Eagles.
Yeah, man.
They didn't have to do all that.
I think, you know.
55?
Dude, when you take three possessions away from the best player on your team, it's hard to win.
Mm-hmm.
And on the road and everything like that. Because Jaden played really good.
Played good. He had a garbage time interception, but the fumbles weren't his fault.
Yeah, he played good. Yeah. I thought he played really good. But the Eagles, you know, sometimes you're just bigger than people and you just move them around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did. So Saquon got a little nicked up and everything. And they did, you know, Gainwell came in and everything like that. But yeah, that was just bully ball. It was bully ball. And then all of a sudden, you see how things open up and they're able to throw the football because they got the one-on-one matchup. And I don't care what nobody says. Lattimore ain't guarding no damn A.J. Brown one-on-one.
Oh.
And you saw it.
If you needed proof, you have it.
If that dude can't grab and hold, he can't cover.
Yeah.
And I think he's a tough-ass football player. I think he's a really good corner. But to put him on an island and travel with the one, like he used to with Julio, and Julio is work his ass until he started grabbing home Julio.
Yeah,
that's just a mismatch. Everybody got involved. Everybody got involved. Kellen Moore called a great game mm-hmm. yesterday. He really, really did because everybody got involved. You saw speed sweeps with the tight end. You saw the run, the tush push. In my opinion, I don't understand why people don't want it. I'm like, hell of it. Tell your team to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody's allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Other teams do it as well.
Yeah, but I thought, overall, the Eagles they're a better football team. And it's something we discussed on Friday when we were breaking out both guys. I said, this one probably can be a blowout.
Yeah, that's one that there was an easy way to sort of see it happening like that.
Yeah.
And really, the way it happens like that is if the Commanders turn the football over.
Yes.
And they did.
We did.
I mean, the Eagles scored 28 points off turnovers. They lost by 32.
Yes.
I mean, to lose by 32 in a playoff game is crazy.
Yeah.
But it was a game like in the third quarter,
they were
down 11 driving, and Eckler puts it on the ground, right? And if that ball bounces a different way and they get it back, who knows?
Maybe Jalen Carter followed the ball, his ass always trying to damn scoop.
Hey, he's trying to score a touchdown.
He's in that at Georgia all the damn time. Follow the damn football,
he's trying to score
man.
A touchdown.
Follow the football.
I know because he got stripped out of his hand, and ultimately they did get it. But, and look, that was it right there when that happened. But
the damn Georgia boys again showed up.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. Big J, he swallowed him.
They were bringing heat.
Nolan, I mean, they just, you know, just played a good game, man. They're a really good football team. Washington did make some plays. A big run by Scary Terry.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Jaden, like we talked about earlier, I thought the rookie played really, really good, actually. But Philly is the standard in the NFC, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when a good story plays a really good team.
Yeah.
And that's what that was.
Yes,
they're a great story.
Yes,
and I don't, you know, hopefully they'll be back and for their sake and all that. But you know, it was going to take near perfection and even more than that, like some luck, in order to beat Philadelphia. And Philadelphia was going to have to play bad. Problem is, Philadelphia played incredible.
They did not play bad.
Saquon. They went on their first drive, and it was like, dang, Washington's doing all their stuff, man.
First
going
play.
Going for it on fourth down. Jaden's making it happen and all that to get 3 points.
Yeah. And that's
Saquon's
like,
that's cute.
I was like, hold on, Dan, y'all did all that. You going to take the points?
Yeah, where are you going to
What are you doing?
Kick now?
What
like,
are you doing?
I realize it's like a layup, so I guess take the points, but you guys went for it three other times already.
Yeah.
Just to get down here, and I guess you don't want the drive to result in no points, whatever. Saquon, first play, spin move, see ya.
Dude.
That was cute.
Bow,
game
bow,
over.
Gone.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Then the next touchdown he gets, I mean, that was a big adjustment that Washington was doing well, because you knew that the center and the guard and Dickinson, they were banged up, man.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even move lateral. And that's why I kept saying, I'm like, why is Saquon having to pick up defensive linemen, because the Phillies center and their guard, they couldn't move.
Yeah, their starting center was out.
But them dudes battled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they battled through it and everything like that. They were able to find a way to get a win. But, I mean, just that part of the game, I was like, damn, they have no protection in the A-gap.
I do love what Washington did on the goal line tush push. Because to hell with it. What's half the distance?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to time it up.
Yep.
And then the ref was like, if you keep doing this crap, I'm giving him a free touchdown, which I didn't know was
a thing.
I did not know that was a thing.
Until he said that. And the reason was because I don't think it's more or less the down guys, what they were doing, it was the guy jumping.
Yeah, yeah, it was Frankie Lindsay trying to jump over the top.
It was the guy jumping that I think prompted him to say that.
Which is fine, because he seemed content to do it a million times.
Yes.
Like, he'd still be doing it now if they wouldn't have said that.
Yes.
Which, again, I kind of, you know.
But, I mean, you're doing a tush push. You're doing a tush push with a hard count.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You're going to flinch.
You're going to flinch.
Because the thing about it is you're – got all your momentum, and you're trying to strike, and you need to time it out.
You have to time it perfect. You have to time it perfect.
When they're hard counting, it's you're like, you're flinching. It's just what it is.
Yep.
And that's why I love the hard count. But, I mean, that's why they did that, because his ass kept jumping over the damn pile.
Which I loved. I mean, again, you got to time it perfect if you're going to break that play up. He was trying to Troy Polamalu it, and they weren't going to let him. Like, they were never going to let him do it, and the ref had to step in. And went, I did not know that was a thing, that they could just award points if you didn't stop doing shenanigans. All right. Now that they know that, they might do that for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Somebody's going to do it again. Somebody's going to do
it. Are we going to just give the Chiefs points? I'm kidding. I'm not one that believes that there's any sort of grand conspiracy that keeps benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs. It's got to be frustrating if you're one of these teams in the AFC who can't get past them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like every time there's a questionable call that happens in these big games, it benefits them.
Mm-hmm.
But these questionable calls yesterday, like, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, it was you can't see the ball. They said he didn't get the first down.
The guy who made the fourth down call, the ref, he had the best vantage point.
Because
the guy who gave him the first down, Josh's back was to him.
He couldn't see it.
He couldn't see it.
That's true.
The guy that was looking, he saw it.
So that doesn't help the non-conspiracy
theorist. And I understand. But like we were saying, dog, we talked about that game, this game. I said, it's going to be another classic.
And it was.
I said, it's going to be another damn classic, man. And it was. And obviously, we'll have more time to talk about it because we're out of time, but if you're Josh Allen, and I always believe, be a good sport and everything, your man beats you, you go shake his hand and everything like that. That's got to be a frustrating damn handshake.
It has to be.
It's got to be a frustrating handshake because I'm telling you, it's crushing.
Because you can't, what else can he do? He's playing great.
You know what I mean? What else can I do to beat this dude? This is how all them people in that Jordan era felt.
Yep.
Like, as great as our teams are, no matter what, we just can't beat this guy. Mm-hmm. And that's how Josh is feeling. That's how Lamar feels.
Yep.
That's how, I mean, Brian O'Brien beat him one time, but he's in that. How can we beat this guy? The reason you can't beat this guy is because they are the most championship play-to-play team I've ever seen outside the Patriots. Every single play, they are so well coached, Bunk. If you look at this defensive, and I know the defensive play when Josh throws the ball up, for Murphy to hold that blitz. First of all, for Spags to call
send
the
him.
Defense. To send
to
him.
To send him on that fourth
and
down play.
They had it perfect because there was
gutsy.
No protection. If that was a back, the back would have picked him up.
Right.
But, I mean, it didn't help because the damn defensive line beat him off the line. But at the same time, for Josh to get that damn ball off, because he was wide open.
Yeah. Should have caught it.
But that's the hardest ball to catch, Bunk.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Because the thing about it is, it's like a damn Hail Mary.
Yeah, it's up there forever.
And your momentum is taking you this way, and then you're trying to lunge back.
It's fluttering.
And the only way you're going to be able to catch it is with your – you can't grab it with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can do it is try to catch it the exact way he caught it. One of the most hardest ways to catch a football ever in that type of moment. You still got to catch it.
Yeah, you still got to catch it.
You got to catch it.
Yeah.
You got to catch
it. It's the season.
Yep. You got to make that play for him.
Yep.
Because that's what the Chiefs don't do. Travis Kelce would have caught it.
He would have caught it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly
because
right.
Because this is what you just.
Or whoever. It might not even have been Travis Kelce. It might have been DeAndre Hopkins who had one catch or something. Somebody would have caught it.
Somebody would have caught that.
Exactly.
And then you look at it, you go down, you score. There's no way in hell that Patrick Mahomes ain't winning that football game. If they went up by four and they need a touchdown, you know what Patrick Mahomes going to do?
Score
a touchdown.
He'll score a touchdown.
Because that's what this dude does. Mm-hmm. That's what he does, and that's what he does. So I can, watching Josh's press this morning, and watching his, the first question, and he just takes his deep breath.
Yeah.
To beat the champ, you got to beat the champ.
Yeah.
But now, your whole focus right now, if you're Buffalo, if you're Baltimore, or anybody in the AFC, maybe anybody in the AFC.
Poison him.
How? Because it don't matter if he's not an Arrowhead.
Oh, I know.
Because he went down and beat y'all last year.
Try to get him to retire and play baseball.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's all you got.
I said, when he drafted in baseball?
Yeah, you got to hope he gets bored and goes and plays baseball.
Yeah, I think he was drafted in baseball.
Because that's what he is.
Yeah.
He's Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And it's got to suck for everybody else that's not him.
Everybody.
God.
That's a hard one.
It's a hard one.
You'd have been better if you would have lost any other quarterback. You lost that guy again.
Every single time. Four times in the playoffs.
That guy.
Now, this isn't as bad as losing four Super Bowls.
No.
But it's close, though.
You lost to that guy.
Every single time they lose to these guys. Every single time. And almost every time it's like that.
Yes.
3 points, one score, overtime, whatever. It's crazy.
Oh,